This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Citizens of tribes across the U.S. cried and clapped in celebration today as Deb Haaland became the first Native American confirmed as secretary of a cabinet agency. The U.S. Senate voted 51-40 in favor of the Democrats' nomination to lead the Interior Department amid a groundswell of support from tribal members. Many Native Americans have called Haaland's historic confirmation an answer to their prayers and a long time coming, putting someone they trust in a position to carry forward their hopes and expectations. The Interior Department has broad oversight of tribal affairs and energy development. Haaland of Laguna Pueblo will resign as a U.S. representative to take the post. Jonathan Nez, president of the Navajo Nation in Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, said it's an unprecedented and monumental day for all First People in this country. Lead state budget negotiators are rewriting spending plans to quickly tap federal pandemic relief money and shore up unemployment insurance, student financial aid, Medicaid insurance, teacher pensions, and select state agency budgets. New Mexico's lead Senate Budget Committee today put the finishing touches on a proposed amendment to a spending plan for the coming fiscal year that starts on July 1st. The amended plan would increase general fund spending by 4.8% over current annual spending obligations to nearly $7.5 billion, a $373 million increase. The panel plans to vote today or tomorrow on amendments that funnel $600 million in federal relief toward the state's indebted unemployment fund. New Mexico state government expects to receive $1.6 billion directly from the landmark $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill approved by congressional Democrats and President Joe Biden. The committee's endorsement would send the budget bill to the Senate floor for a decisive legislative vote. The bill addresses most spending priorities outlined by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who can veto any portion of the bill. The New Mexico State Senate is advancing legislation that would allow terminally ill patients to die with the assistance of medical professionals. The law would require a terminal health diagnosis, a physical and mental health evaluation, and a waiting period after a lethal prescription is filled. The Elizabeth Whitfield End of Life Options Act is named for a former New Mexico judge who testified in support of a right to die in 2017 and later died from cancer. Republicans and two Democrats oppose the bill over ethical concerns. Supporters argue it gives dignity to those who cannot otherwise escape a pending and painful death. New Mexico's highest court has ruled that monetary limits on some types of damages due to medical malpractice are not unconstitutional. The New Mexico Supreme Court today unanimously upheld the Medical Malpractice Act, which maintains non-medical and non-punitive damages at $600,000. The limit does not extend to punitive damages and compensation for medical and rehabilitative care. The five-member panel argue that a cap on some damages will just be a legal consequence when juries determine amounts to award. The decision reverses a 2018 ruling made by the Bernalillo County District Court, which declared such caps unconstitutional. This is KUNM.